Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. We're running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. We'll go ahead and get started with the performance over the last 24 hours. Mostly negative day, particularly negative day for the Russell 2000, the NASDAQ Composite, and the Russell 1000, S&P 500 in there as well. Kind of rounding out our bottom names, all off, excuse me, over 1.5%. Only name in positive territory we typically look at, crude oil up around a third of a percentage point. Speaking of notable changes to that group, the Russell 2000 RUT mentioned that one is the biggest loser there, off around 2.77%, posting its second consecutive sell signal for the first time since early 2025. Obviously, right, reclaiming positioning below the middle of the trading band, lots of resistance up ahead now, first at 2460 and then further around 2520 to 2540. Point is that we need to be very careful here within the small cap space. From here, pull back towards the kind of 2260 to 2300 mark is not out of the question. So we'll keep an eye out on this, obviously just trying to place some old resistance into next level of support. But if you've got small cap exposure, if you've got those stocks moving back to sell signals, just keep an eye out on them as the space does have a lot of resistance ahead. Next, the NASDAQ Composite NASD remains on a string of buy signals, but did reverse back down into a column of O's. From here, very close support nearby at the middle of the trading band around 2260, excuse me, 22600. Further from there, 22200, and then really around the bottom of the trading band. So those are three landmarks to watch out for. Obviously, it would be preferable to get a reversal back up into X's and attack those all-time highs around 24,000 for the composite. Next, the Dow Jones reversing back down off around 1.65%. It's been a laggard, however, has perked up quite nicely recently. I got a nice pair of buy signals on our default chart, just moving off of that 20, excuse me, 48,400 there for the Dow. From here, journey back down to 46,600 would not be out of the question and would be productive in terms of a pullback here, moving just back above towards the middle of the trading band. Did want to mention here a relative strength development that we typically talk about this one. It's a sensitive one, but it's for MTUM versus SPLV, so momentum versus low volatility on a 1% scale. So again, it is rather sensitive. But point being, momentum struggled recently. It's posted its first sell signal since earlier in April of this year. So if you are following a switching strategy, which I will say is a productive one versus a buy and hold strategy of either fund, you would technically go back into low volatility at this point. Now, I will say the overall kind of weight of the evidence outside of this specific relationship is still positive for our high RS group. So again, this is not an all-in or all-out scenario. I just want you all to kind of be aware, hey, we are seeing some developments kind of shift in favor of areas outside of momentum, but that doesn't mean it's still not a productive market environment for momentum or domestic equities in general. So if you got any other questions, if that isn't clear, feel free to give us a call or shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to kind of elaborate a little bit more. Next, Walt Disney. They fell around 7.5%, 8% or so yesterday on the back of earnings results there, DIS. They are a five for fiver, but if you listen to my comm services commentary, not to pat myself on the back here, but we have mentioned you kind of look out through early 2023 into 2024 and 2025, you get these big stems higher and ultimately kind of roll out of bed after that. So, looks to be like we are doing that again, pair of consecutive sell signals off of those highs. Around 124 or so. And now, really, a trip back down to this old range really wouldn't be out of the question. Won't say we'll get there tomorrow, but point being is that path of least resistance looks to be lower, despite us being a strong five for five or so. Prove me wrong, Walt Disney. Next, in terms of stock idea, I thought was interesting today, TKO Group, ticker TKO, a four for fiver ranks in the top 10 of that media sector matrix, returning to a buy signal and holding this trend that's been in place for a couple of years now. So overall, strong technical picture. Now, elephant in the room is we need to reclaim the middle of the trading band to move back up towards a lot of these layers of resistance up ahead. But with all that said, nice hold to this trend line. That's what's really driving my commentary this morning. Wrap up with one more RS relationship and fun Friday here. The RS relationship is Bitcoin versus gold. Bitcoin and gold both struggling a little bit recently, Bitcoin more than the other. So on this 6.5% scale, we have a return to a sell signal favoring gold in the long term. Now, just to say here, the last time we did this in 2024, that was a head fake. We've seen head fakes before 2021. It was consistent in 2022 before that kind of crypto winter. But point being, just keep an eye out on this specific relationship. We look at kind of virtual gold versus physical gold. Looks like gold, if physical, is taking a little bit more of a long-term stance here. But again, Bitcoin can certainly move around quickly, and that can shift literally tomorrow if Bitcoin feels like it. Let's put it that way. The last thing I'll mention is going to be the help center. So there's a lot of great resources. I'm clicked on this question mark in the top right-hand corner. There's, first off, a lot of great stuff in here. People always ask me, Miles, where are those beginner series? That's here underneath our webinar replays. We got a bunch of them here. That's not the point of Fun Friday today, though. I'm going to search for the Help Center. You'll notice a little support option comes up, and you can type in whatever you want. So let's just say that we wanted to type in technical attribute and hit enter. Well, that's relative strength basics, technical attribute. And you'll see all of the different kind of top results that we look at here. So you can see what is a technical attribute and kind of look in there. There's a little kind of blurb about it, how to use them, the most important parts about them. So point being, this support group, or not support group, but this support feature is got a lot of great resources in there. A lot of the times, if you got a question, there's going to be some answer within that option. Or I'll mention if there isn't something that we can that you find in there, hit that contact us button, and one of the analysts will reach out to you here to help out. So hopefully that helps for this morning, your fun Friday. Help you answer and source some answers to your questions. Besides that, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday.